Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Gary Bass. His new book is Judgment at Tokyo, World War II on Trial and the Making of Modern Asia. As the professor has told us, 50,000 pages of transcripts, and it comes to these Class A criminals alleged to have waged aggressive war. 16 military, I'm following Gary's reporting, 16 military, 13 of them from the Army, 3 from the Navy, 12 civilians, 5 from the Foreign Ministry, 1 finance minister, and then Kito of the palace itself. They are sitting through these proceedings, the allegations, and then their defense attorneys, who are in general, I believe, American defense attorneys. And a credit to them, Professor, I think you say the defense attorneys wear down the judges. They do a very good job of scrambling in order to make the case for their clients, even though they're mostly in uniform, I think. And one particular argument turns over the conspiracy charge. Was this new in 19? It was new in Nuremberg. It was also new in Tokyo. Was Tokyo borrowing from Nuremberg, or did they come to this understanding of conspiracy separately?
It was put in place at Nuremberg, and Tokyo. The charter at Tokyo is almost exactly the same as the charter at Nuremberg. So conspiracy, which is something that, you know, is a part of American criminal law, and it's kind of a prosecutor's dream. So it's treated as a common criminal enterprise. And this is something that a lot of the judges are actually uncomfortable with, that it's not a familiar part of their legal system. Some of them are outright against it. Some of them are just uncomfortable. But it's something that makes more sense, whatever you think of conspiracy charges as law, as fact. It makes a lot more sense when you're thinking about the very unified totalitarian government of Nazi Germany. And it makes much less sense when you're thinking about a very splintered Japanese government, which disagree with each other over the period under indictment. And a lot of the defendants are at odds with each other, are bitter rivals. Some of them don't know each other. So the Japanese foreign minister who struggles against Pearl Harbor, Togo Shigenori, he serves in the cabinet of Tojo Hideki as prime minister. He's never met the prime minister until he goes into his cabinet. The notion that these guys are sort of part of a massive criminal conspiracy is a little disreputable.
Oh, I wanted to make a note, because rooms within rooms, the judges' chambers in this courtroom setting are Tojo's office in the Imperial Army headquarters in Tokyo. We come now to the question of the trial itself and what's underway and the evidence brought forward. It's aggressive war that really matters. That's Class A. And they're using the treaties of Geneva, the Hague, the Kellogg-Briand, and the Nine-Power Treaty of 1922 and the Covenant of the League of Nations. Most important seems to be Kellogg-Briand, because Japan signed it. Is that why?
That's right. So the Kellogg-Briand Pact is a 1928 treaty that was widely signed and is signed by the Japanese government, which is then in sort of a internationalist phase where it sees, you know, that Japan is going to make its destiny as part of an international community. And part of that is, in the aftermath of World War One, this moment of sort of post-war idealism. There's a lot of efforts at, you know, building up a much stronger version of international law. I'm a historian and a political scientist, and you know, we generally look very poorly on the Kellogg-Briand Pact. This book is not particularly in sympathy with a lot of international law. I think international law is interesting, but doesn't mean that it always makes sense. But what's striking about the Kellogg-Briand Pact, which is being used by both Nuremberg and Tokyo, is it never says anything about individual criminal responsibility or criminal penalties. So it says that that aggressive war is illegal, and that the signatories to the treaty renounce it. But it doesn't say if you break that commitment, then there is a criminal penalty. And that's significant. If people had wanted to write the treaty that way, they would have written the treaty that way. So there's a certain amount of kind of legal flim-flam about elevating these other, you know, various documents into a claim that aggressive war was already a war crime. The judges agree that if aggressive war is not already a war crime, Douglas and MacArthur can't suddenly make it a war crime. So they have to look back to previous treaties and covenants to try and say, here we have a reading of international law that tells us that aggressive war is already a crime.
The aggressive war is the first charge, and I go through the list of important dates here. This Manchuria, 1931, China, 1937, joining the Axis, Germany and Italy in 1940, Pearl Harbor and the attack on Singapore in 1941, and the Philippines in 1941-1942. Those are all instances of Class A war, and those who participated in those Class A wars are clearly implicated in the courtroom. And that's a very comprehensive approach. So my puzzle here is the conventional war crimes. These men were also then implicitly guilty of the conventional war crimes because they were guilty of aggressive war?
Some of them are, that some of them get mixed verdicts. So there are some who are convicted. Everybody is convicted of at least something. All of the surviving defendants are convicted of at least something. Tojo Hideki is convicted both for aggressive war and for conventional war crimes. This foreign minister I've mentioned, who was actually seeking peace, he is convicted of, and I think wrongfully, but convicted of aggressive war, but he's acquitted of war crimes. They say that there isn't evidence for that. And with each one of them, they go down. So you mentioned Marquis Kido, who was the top advisor to the emperor. And the judges decide that he can't be held responsible for atrocities committed against against Allied POWs and civilians in the aftermath of Pearl Harbor. But he is convicted of aggressive war.
The book is Judgment at Tokyo, World War II on Trial and the Making of Modern Asia. Gary Bass is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.